Still in appearance a Christian Roman metropolis, Damascus now is turning into the capital of a huge new Islamic empire. The head of this burgeoning empire, the Caliph, is remote in his palace, and the Islamic armies are segregated in their barracks. But the people in the bazaars and streets of Damascus are about to have their new reality brought home to them in something they handle every day, money. In the 690s, Damascus merchants might not have understood that their world had changed permanently. Despite decades of Islamic rule, they were still, after all, using the coins of their former rulers, the Christian Byzantine emperors, and those coins were full of Christian symbolism. It was quite reasonable to think that, sooner or later, the emperor would return to defeat his enemies, as he had several times before. But he did not. Damascus has remained a Muslim city to this day. And perhaps the most visible sign that this new Islamic regime was going to last was the change in the coinage. I want to talk about two coins. The man who issued them was Abd al-Malik, 9th Caliph, leader of the faithful, to rule in succession to the Prophet Muhammad. Both coins were issued in Damascus within 12 months, across the Hijra years 76 and 77, that is AD 696-697. They're both of gold, and they're the same size, but they're utterly different. One coin shows the Caliph, the other coin has no image at all. And this change reveals how Islam was defining itself as a political system in these critical early years.